This is a presentation of Dawnforge Productions.
You're listening to All Things Azeroth, episode 604, Janky Scales and Other Excessive Mishaps. Today's sponsor is Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/atabooks2018. That's bit.ly/atabooks2018. Over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. We're also sponsored by Funko, maker of the world's broadest selection of vinyl figures, from pops to dorbs, rides to mugs, and so much more. Check them out at bit.ly/FunkoATA2018.
Coming all the way from the exotic land known as Canada, buckle in for another episode of All Things Azeroth. Now presenting your hosts, the always stalwart and honorable Medros, a master of the fell and commander of demons, Fandeth, and everybody's favorite meat shield. Wait, meat shield? Who wrote this? I am not a tank. Ahem. The ever boastful warrior, Toasty, bringing you your news from the World of Warcraft. This is All Things Azeroth.
And welcome back to All Things Azeroth, your World of Warcraft podcast. I'm your host, Medros, and with me I have Toasty. How are you doing, Toasty?
I'm doing pretty good. It's been a pretty good weekend. I enjoyed it very muchly.
That's good. And we also have Toasty. You're also a fan. How you doing, Fan?
I'm doing quite well. You know, it's Monday, but it's a new week, so yay. Glory to the week.
It is indeed a Monday. It's definitely a Monday.
Sounds like someone's got a case of the Mondays, just saying.
I've got a case of the... I don't want to know what to say. Just a case of something.
Hey.
Not the right case.
If you ever forget, it probably ends in day.
Oh, then I know. It's hell day. There we go.
No, that's not a real day.
Well, I disagree. So how's your weekend out there, Fan?
It was pretty good. I didn't really get a whole lot of time to play. I kind of logged in a few times. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing. And so I just kind of bailed. I also spent some time fixing somebody's computer, which took a little bit of time, and had a fire on the weekend, which was really nice. First time that we've had a fire in our fire pit this year. Normally we've had one a couple times by now, but it's just been, everything's been so busy, so it's been hard. What else? I went demo on my Laughing Skull lock. I'm going to call that my main Fandeth. And my alt Fandeth is kind of just still selling crap on the auction house. I still have 250,000 gold on that character, so I gotta get rid of that somehow. Probably send mail to Toasty and then it'll all be gone.
Yay! I'm gonna have a million gold for the first time ever.
What? You have that much already?
If you send me 250,000, I will.
Oh, okay. Well, I shall make that so. Soon. TM. What else? We're gonna probably maybe talk about this in a little bit, but with the pre-patch last week, one of the things that I was expecting is that I would be able to transmog my Mage Tower stuff to my Affliction, or to, like, I guess any of my artifacts on my other character, and that's not a thing. You can't transmog over artifact appearances over other artifacts. But if I go and equip my trusty wand, then I can transmog any artifact appearance over it, as long as it's the appearance I got in that spec. So I was demo and I had the wand and I could do all the demo artifact appearances that I had. So that's pretty cool. My only question related to that, and I don't really know the answer, is if I can collect the additional appearances. So, for instance, the Mage Tower appearance that I got, the additional appearances for that Mage Tower, if I can collect those on a character other than the one that got the Mage Tower appearance. Like, there's kill this many people in PvP, and you get that one appearance, and you get the new thing for it. So I don't know if I can do that, or if I have to do it all on the Dalaran tune. So we'll see.
Huh. But I just thought of something else related to that has me wondering now. Oh. So, like, you can transmog an artifact appearance over an artifact, right?
Correct.
Oh, wait, never mind. My question's irrelevant. Because I was like, well, you can only, like, I was thinking you could transmog an artifact appearance over your weapon leveling up, but you have to meet that level requirement before you can transmog to something. So you wouldn't be able to use artifact appearance transmog before level 100? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So never mind. My wondering is irrelevant. I talked myself out of it.
Huh. Well, since you're talking more, how about your weekend WoW there, Toasty?
My weekend WoW was full of not being able to log in. I found myself on Tuesday with, like, nothing I wanted to watch or listen to. So I'm like, I'm gonna play WoW. I'm gonna jump in right away for a change. That didn't work out, like, at all. And by the time I was able to actually log in, or that people were being able to log in without any issue, I had already called it a night. When I did get to log in, you know, I went through the usual craziness that is fixing my UI after an expansion patch. It's still not 100% fixed yet. Most of my stuff is working now, last I checked, which is about an hour ago. The only thing that isn't fixed are my toolbars, just because the Razor Naga add-on hasn't been updated for 8.01 yet. As far as I can tell, all my abilities are still keybound, because I'm pressing all my normal keybinds, and the stuff is still happening. It's just the bars aren't visible, and I can't make them visible for some reason.
Oh. Can't you use, like, just the normal bars or use something like dominoes to see the bars and then just drag the abilities on top of that? Because I'm pretty sure that's what I did.
I mean, yeah, I could do
that. When I'm a Naga.
I could do that, but I mean, I've already set everything up on the Naga add-on, and I don't want to have to go through all that hassle of setting it up again when it will probably get fixed whenever it gets updated. Luckily, like, my main bar with all my main abilities is still showing up.
Yeah.
And the secondary abilities that I have that I normally have on bar 2, I've memorized what's on there. So,
okay.
Tease my interrupt. That's the important one. Everything else is, like, very situational. I don't need to use it nearly as often.
Yeah.
So, until it gets fixed, I can just go by with memorizing it, but unfortunately, like, the cooldown monitoring is also broken.
Oh, no.
So, I'm basically just guessing at this point when my abilities are off cooldown.
Huh.
Again, that's gonna get fixed eventually, so I'm kind of just putting up with it. It does suck. But, hey. I'm not doing any raiding right now, so I'm not worrying about playing optimally or anything like that.
Yeah.
I'm just going around doing random stuff, or trying to.
Yeah.
I'm kind of afraid to try, because, like, the number of posts I've seen about content just smacking you in the face has been terrifying. Well, not really terrifying, just... It makes me hesitant to go in, because, like, I feel like it'd just be a waste of time. We talked about this a little in the show, but the amount of times the word excessive is used in all these hotfixes is hilarious.
What is it at? 21?
Yeah, 21 different entries in all the hotfixes since last week where they referenced something no longer dealing excessive amounts of damage. Or, like, some NPC is not... I think I saw one where, like, is no longer healing for an excessive amount or something like that. Needless to say, scaling was a little janky.
What? In a pre-patch? Really? In a stat squish?
I mean, I think the stat squish really... Because, I mean, scaling wasn't terrible before this.
Yeah.
The stat squish specifically, I think, really screwed things up. So, yeah. Actually, I don't know that it screwed things up. I don't think I know it screwed things up. I know it screwed things up because they talked about it in the Q&A. But, I mean...
that's true.
Like, scaling wasn't the only thing that was broken. I mean... just looking at Reddit, there were a whole bunch of hilarious broken things. Like, Kael'thas, for some reason, has no hair. So those luscious blood elf locks were just not a thing anymore.
Luscious blood elf warlocks?
What's that?
Luscious blood elf warlocks?
Locks, as in...
locks hair. Of hair.
Well, before we start talking about all the fubbles in the past week, maybe Medros can tell us about his week.
Sure. I logged in. I applied 3 talent points. Went and two-shot a couple of mobs, and pretty much the rest of the week was trying to contain my anger at the loss of so many things that I would like. For instance, I did not realize that the complete a world quest every 18 hours thing was going away this patch. It's gone.
Oh, really?
The gold quests are now Order Hall resources. Let's see. There's something else that turned into Awakening Essences. AP ones turned into Awakening Essences. And, yeah, so pretty much I've launched my companion app twice this week, total, and once was by accident. Needless to say, not a lot I'm doing this week. I did log in and play a bit on my Lightforge Draenei and a little bit on my Warlock. Gained about half a level on each of them. What? And then logged out. Yeah, that was pretty much my week in WoW. Didn't do a whole heck of a lot.
I kind of like the Awakening Essences because that means that I get more... better possibility of getting more legendaries on my guy because I only had one until I opened up that box where I got a second one.
I mean, it's not a possibility. It's a guarantee of a legendary if you get 1,000 of them.
Yeah.
And a guarantee of a legendary of your choosing.
Legendary of your dreams. Except if you have all the legendaries, then you can buy that token that gives a random legendary.
Yeah.
And ship that off if you have a bind an account.
Yeah. For me, it's just thoroughly been a uneventful week. Basically, I logged in every day more to find out what add-ons were still broken than to actually play the game. I did start gathering up what my characters needed for the exalted bonuses. Now I'm going to, after the show, or tomorrow, or sometime this week, go through and start setting the rep tokens out to different characters to get them to another rank or to get them to an exalted bonus. And then once those are all done, I will probably move all my characters over to Stormwind and await the 13th.
What about playing your Warlock more? Wouldn't you want to do that? That sounds like a fabulous idea, Medros. I'm glad you're happy to do that.
Honestly, I had considered that. However, I didn't really find it all that enjoyable to play.
Well, that's your first problem. They're super fun.
Well, that's one perspective, I guess.
That's the right perspective. You could always do Warrior instead.
No. But yeah, it's just been very been a very interesting, but not an overly interesting week in WoW. Very much fun in Pokemon Go. If you guys want to talk about that, that was a great week. I got lots of Zapdos, got the shinies. I had a really great week in Pokemon Go.
I don't know what you're talking about. Like, Warcraft. Warcraft has been very entertaining. Like, even like just watching everything that's been happening.
Well, I mean, if you're Zoo and your favorite pastime is to read the forums, then yes, it's super entertaining.
Oh man, there was a post on Reddit. It was just the death recap screen. Right? You know, how it breaks down all the abilities that happened right before you died?
Yeah.
The ability that killed this person was Baby Elephant Takes a Bath. And it dealt 56,000 damage or something like that.
What?
I gotta find that for you at some point, but that was just...
Clear Photoshop?
Maybe? I don't know. I just found it hilarious that
Baby
Elephant Takes a Bath, 56,000 damage, dead.
Yeah.
Remind me never to bath with an elephant again. Or ever. Not again, just ever.
I was about to say, when was the last time you did a bath with an elephant?
I might have dreamt about it once, but...
Who dreams about that?
Apparently FanDap does. Who knew?
Not really.
Yeah. My week in WoW has been fairly uneventful. I did hit 300 million... or 3 million gold on my... across all my tunes, and I was actually able to sell some stuff, finally, on the auction house. So I can finally, like, have some bag space on that meal. But beyond that, not a whole heck of a lot. It is definitely pre-expansion at this point. I haven't done any of the quests. I don't know if I will do the one that I expect to be coming out tomorrow.
The quest?
Was there even any pre-patch content?
I don't think so, not yet.
This week? I thought it was starting this week.
Well, I don't know if the weapon one in Sylphus is still available or not. Technically my weapon is now depowered. But, I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I was really disappointed with how that went down. Like, up until that entire time, our weapon was just getting more and more powerful, and then we log in, and it's depowered. And, yeah, I was expecting that. We knew it was happening. But, like, there's no mention of why it happened. At least, as far as I noticed.
Who needs information?
Not even information per se, just like some in-game thing like, something happened to your weapon and now it's like, what's the word I'm looking for?
An artifact?
Sure. And like, not a good one.
So what happens if you're not level 110 with your artifact? Can you still gain AP for it, or is it just everything is like a floppy noodle?
I didn't even think to look at that, honestly. Pretty sure
didn't either.
And I logged into a bunch of alts because, you know, I was fixing stuff.
Yeah. Huh. I wonder if anybody in the chat room knows. Erlina, you're working on alts.
Well, I'll wait for Erlina to answer. There's a lot of other stuff that went wrong in WoW this week.
Why things going wrong? Yeah.
I feel more so than usual for a pre-patch, I think. Well, for a recent pre-patch. I mean, obviously, Wrath had a bunch of problems that I didn't know about, and so on and so forth, but, compared to the Legion pre-patch, especially, there was a lot of stuff that went wrong. We talked about some of them, the weird scaling things, login issues, and just random weird bugs.
Speaking of the scaling, this past weekend was supposed to be the Friendship Burb event. So on the 21st, July 21st, the 24-hour run?
12.
I think it was 24-hour, or was it 12-hour?
It was 12.
It was 12. So that was going to be the Horde one. The people that do those runs, they had posted that they were postponing it until the Horde one until August 4th. Because while they could still kill the boss, their normal carry group needed more bodies to do it. So I think it sounds like normally they could carry like 12 or 13 people, I think. And now with the patch, it was like maybe 5. So it just wasn't worth it to exhaust yourself and run it. So
Right. They've
pushed the Horde one back 2 weeks. They're still going to do the Alliance one this Saturday, the 28th, if things are fixed. I'm not sure where we are with that.
I mean, it looks like there were a bunch, this last hotfix that just happened fixed a bunch of, reduced a bunch of damage that was being done in Antorus.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
So hopefully that'll help with that. Hey, they didn't use the word excessively in the Antorus stuff.
Oh.
They gave actual numbers.
Excessively sad face.
Except for the Antorin High Command note. It just says psychic assault damage stacks less aggressively. So, not excessively, just less aggressively. Totally different. Okay, so it's still excessive in today's patch notes. Oh, the Order Hall campaign quest. People weren't able to finish that off and get their class mount.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you had to have a certain artifact level.
Oh,
and that
no. Artifact
level is not attainable anymore.
Oh, no.
I think that's been fixed, though. But for a little while, people couldn't do that.
Oh.
There was just a whole bunch of janky stuff that was happening.
Yeah.
This weekend. And, I mean, there have been hotfixes. There have been quite a few hotfixes since the patch went live. I feel like every couple days there's been a hotfix. Sometimes multiple hotfixes in a day, by the looks of it. So, they're working on it. They're fixing it. Thankfully, this happened now and not when the actual events of the pre-patch were happening.
That's good.
But I mean, it wasn't just stuff within WoW that was weird as heck. The companion app was also a bit broken this week too, right?
Yeah.
More than a bit. Stupidly broken. So, in order to change to a character that was not in your list of three quick switches, you had to log out and log back in. And this isn't a log out of WoW and you're presented with your character screen. It's a log out and you have to do the login button again to get to a list of characters. Thankfully, it did not last long like that. They fixed it pretty quickly after, I'm assuming a lot of people complained. Because that's a really stupid change.
Twitter blew up. So I was following that. And I'm like, what is going on? This is ridiculous. It's mostly just a pain in the butt, but it's like, who even did this? Like, that's like day one UX, right? Like, hey.
Some UX guy just got a strip torn off him for making that decision.
It was the intern.
Well, they do have their Blizz turns on campus, so that makes sense.
I don't know if it really was, but that's kind of, I'm just going to point at that.
I don't use the companion app at all, because, whatever, I don't care. But my small amount of experience with it at the beginning of the expansion, I mean, that was painful enough, where if I lost connectivity for a little bit, I just got stuck in an endless loop of loading. And eventually I got logged out and I had to log back in. And then select a character.
Now. It is better
now. Yeah. It's great that it's better now, but I can't imagine, especially for somebody who has to manage more than the three characters for this quick switcher you guys were talking about. Mm-hmm. That would suck a lot. Because logging in on your phone is a pain in the ass as it is, especially if you got an authenticator.
Yeah.
You know what else sucks? When you have two characters with the same name and the same class, because you're switching between them, and it's like, I don't know which one I'm picking. I'm picking the wrong Fandeth. Oh my goodness, dummy. Don't do that. So I wish it would... I mean, and that's my own fault for not being unoriginal and picking something.
But, like, you'd think that they would...
Include the server on that?
Either include a server or just make the character you're logged into not available to be picked. Or just an indication that you're logged into that character.
But, I mean, if I... Because I have both Fandeths. I have Glide or Die, and I have Fellborn.
Oh, okay. So if you're logged into one of those other two characters...
Yeah.
Okay.
Then it's like, which Fandeth was I just on? I don't know. So, and then it's always like the last person that you were previously logged into, I think, is at the top of the two options that you get. So if you remember that, then you can just pick the bottom one or however it works. I can't remember if it's the top or bottom one of those two, but I remember that from time to time, or from like time that I use it to time that I use it. I stopped using it so much quite a while ago, but it was still kind of annoying. But, I mean, it's my own fault for, you know, naming both my characters the same, because that's a silly thing to do. Unless somebody else did it, then it's not so silly. It's just silly for me to do.
At one point, I had multiple Balorans.
Both of my demon hunters are the same name. It's Glide or Die. Because that's such a cool name.
I think right now... Yeah. Absolutely. I think right now I only have... As of right now, I only have two characters that are named the same and are of the same class. And they're both mages and they're both gnomes and they're both named Flitwick. Luckily, none of them are at the point where I need to... worry about the companion app.
Yeah.
One's level 80 because that's my Herald of the Titans tune. And the other one's level 100 because I just haven't played it at all during Legion. No, sorry. I played it a little bit. I played it enough to get the Arcane Artifact, and honestly the only reason I got the Arcane Artifact is because Matt Mercer voices that artifact.
I need to still do the Herald of the Titans. I wonder if any of these Discords that I joined, if they do that kind of thing. Like Perky Pugs or what is it, Legion Buddies or Reddit Dystopia.
One way to find out.
Yeah, just go and ask or read.
Oh, that reminded me of one other thing that kind of... I don't think it's a bug per se, but it's just something that's has a bunch of people not very happy about some of the features that came with this pre-patch. Pre-patch bought a whole bunch of different social stuff, right? Including communities.
Yeah.
And you can't ban people from a community. So, you can kick them out, but if they really wanted to be dickish about it, they could just go back to the original invite link that you sent out to invite them and get back in.
Oh, so those don't time out?
They have the option of timing out. So when I created the one for work, yeah. I initially made it... I didn't realize that it had expired. So I made a permanent one to link on the work on our work channel. So I didn't have to create a new one.
Am I in that community?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I just couldn't remember.
So, if it's a permanent link... People can just keep clicking that link to get back in. Which kind of sucks.
Yeah, that definitely would.
I hope that's something that gets fixed in the future.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we need a way of moderating that. This whole community thing is built very much to be similar to Discord. I mean, the way it's set up, heck, even the way it looks, it operates very similar to the way Discord works. One of the great things about Discord is if somebody's really being a gigantic jerk, I can ban them from the server.
Yeah. I wonder if maybe it's not an option because they don't want people to game it. Although, by not allowing it, you're allowing people to game it. probably just an oversight of, like, I never thought that people would be this much of, could be this much of jerks.
Yeah, I mean, nobody,
maybe people aren't being jerks. I don't know.
Well, I mean, in the communities I'm in right now, that's not been the case.
Yeah.
But, like, you know, it's the internet. People are going to be jerks.
Yeah.
To the point where you don't want to deal with them anymore.
Yeah.
So a ban is necessary.
Yeah.
So they should probably fix that.
I guess the only other thing you can do is submit a ticket and make a GM waste their time.
Yeah, which just, you know, that also sucks.
Yeah.
Like, what you could probably also do is just disable the invite link. I think you can do that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can delete it. You can revoke an invite link, which is great. But I mean, if it's for a public, if it's for a public community, like for our ATA Blizzard group, I mean, that link will just be available. The new link will just be made available again, right?
Yeah.
Speaking of communities, I actually made one for Horde and Alliance for ATA.
Ooh.
Did you?
Yeah.
So the what? Okay, so we have the one ATA one right now.
That's the Blizzard group. I made a ATA Horde community and an ATA Alliance community.
Oh, okay. Did you put those? We'll put those links in the Discord at some point.
Yeah, I need to figure that out. How to invite? I didn't quite figure that out.
What's that? Sorry.
I said I need to figure that out because I didn't quite figure out how to do the invite stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we'll figure it out later.
Okie dokie.
I think now, 35 minutes into the show, let's talk about the first ad.
Well, you know, if you really want to, we can. So, our newest sponsor is the great folks over at Funko. If you haven't heard of them by name, you've definitely seen their products. They make collectible vinyl figures from a bunch of Blizzard universes. Warcraft to Overwatch, Heroes to Diablo, and even more from outside the Blizzardverse like Firefly, Doctor Who, and Sherlock. I like to highlight a Funko Pop each week, and this week I'm going to do something a little bit different. Since I don't want to do one each week for this set, because there's a lot of them, I thought I would just highlight the set for this week. So, at San Diego Comic Con, the folks over at Funko Pop did a release of a set of, I think it's 10 chrome gold Funko Pops to celebrate Marvel the MCU's 10-year anniversary. So there is Iron Man, Loki, Groot, Captain America, Hulk, Black Widow, Thor, Winter Soldier, Black Panther, and Ant-Man. And there's also Star-Lord as well, who's a exclusive to one specific site. But look at the entire post in the Discord, because it's not just one single image. But it's a really cool set. This is absolutely one of those, I would love to have this as a set of Funko Pops. They look really, really good. I have a gold chrome R2-D2 that they did around Christmas time last year. They did BB-8 the year before, but I didn't get one of those, unfortunately. But I absolutely want the chrome Groot. Would love to have all of them, but Groot is kind of my favorite of them all. If you like these Funko Pops, or if you want to check out what other Funko Pops they have, go to bit.ly/FunkoATA2018. You can check out their online shop and use Shop10 to save 10% off your entire purchase. That's bit.ly/FunkoATA2018 and use the code Shop10 to save 10%. And we want to thank Funko for their support of the show.
So wait, are they gold or are they chrome? Those are two different colors.
Shiny gold.
Why are they called chrome then? Come on, Funko.
Get it together.
It is their gold chrome format.
Oh, those are two different... You know what? No. Okay. Screw it. What's coming up this week in WoW, fam?
Well, we're going to skip over that first one. The Legion Dungeon bonus event is this week. That's going to be from July 24th to the 31st. PvP Brawl Deep 6 is also the 24th to the 31st. And next week, only on July 31st, and so this is why I'm mentioning it today, because when our show, next week's show, is goes out, it'll be after this, is the Curantor Tavern Crawl. So if you wanted to go crawling taverns with the Curantor, that's going to be next Tuesday on the 31st of July. And then, so the other thing that starts this week is the War of the Thorns. Conflict emerges in Darkshore as the Horde and Alliance battle for control over Tel Jassil in this limited time event. And that starts tomorrow, and that goes until August 14th, which is, I don't know how accurate that is. That's what the in-game calendar says, but is it going to go till the 14th, or is it going to go until BFA launch?
I assume it goes until whenever BFA launches in your respective region.
Yeah, so yeah, don't wait till last minute to do that if you wanted to enjoy that event, and go soon. Go tomorrow.
And this is going to be the most time I spent in Darkshore since I leveled up my warrior for the first time. And like, I spent a lot of time in Darkshore.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, because I was taking things slow and I was, like, exploring a lot back then, right? So I think I was leveling, like, I think Darkshore was relevant for me for a month.
Oh, okay.
Just because I was like, oh, this is so cool. Plus, also, I didn't realize that eventually I'd just be getting really bad rep. Or bad experience gains.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was, yeah. It was my first character that I took outside of the starting zone. And then eventually I ran into a druid in Darkshore by the name of Solsyra. And she was like, why are you still here? And then she took me to the next zone.
Uh-huh. Did they also ask why you were wearing leather gear with int on it?
I was a spirit. It was a spirit male chest.
Oh.
And yes, she asked me that too. But hey.
Well, I mean, you as a warrior, you only wear mail until you're level 40.
Yeah.
And then you upgrade to plate.
Yeah, and I know I told the story a bunch, but for me back then, I remember reading that spirit helped increase regen for something. I'm like, okay, regen for health maybe. So I threw it on.
Yeah.
I was wrong. But hey. Got a good laugh out of the people who I would eventually call my guildmates. And I still talk to, like, a lot of those people. So yay. That was 9 years ago.
Time flies, as they say.
Yep.
Alright.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of stuff happened in the past week and well, but there's also the dev Q&A, which may have been lost in the, like, I can't log into WoW or stuff is horribly broken thing. So there's a Q&A on Thursday in which they did talk about some of the problems that they had. They spent the first, I want to say, 5 minutes just apologizing for the quality of the launch, because they acknowledged that it wasn't the best they've delivered, especially with the plethora of login issues for the first day. They did manage to track down the issue. It looks like it was a weird one-time thing to convert a guild to a community.
It was basically a database issue is what it boils down to.
Yeah, so they fixed that, and hopefully that's not going to happen again. But I mean, they also addressed a lot of the issues we talked about earlier. Random abilities destroying people or raids that weren't scaled right. They are working to resolve it. They've said that they fixed thousands of these issues, but as they've been coming up, but there's still more coming in, and thankfully They're resolving them quickly. Thankfully, the plan of delaying the new content by a week worked out because it gave them time to fix those issues before everybody's crashing Darkshore.
One of the things that came up in the Q&A was the issue, personal loot. I guess the phrasing on the personal loot is anything that's more than 10 levels below you applies for personal loot. So if you're doing content that's last expansion content, you're at 110, you're doing something that's level 100, personal loot does not apply for you. Not until you're 111, then you can get level 100 loot under personal loot. And I don't remember why they said they did it that way. Just because of the challenge of the content?
I think the way they worded it is like the previous expansion, the way they envisioned the power levels from going from one expansion to the other. So say we're max level in BFA, right?
Yeah.
The idea is that in BFA, your power at the end of BFA will be equivalent to, or should be roughly equivalent to what a dungeon group in Legion would be doing.
Yeah.
And which would therefore make you equivalent to a raid group in Warlords. So the idea... So some people are going to be able to pull off the soloing of Legion content in BFA. I mean, that's inevitable because Mionia is very much a player of this game. But for most people, the way they envision it is that, you know, if you're end level BFA, you'll be able to solo Legion dungeons, but you'll need some help getting through the raid content. You'll be able to solo Warlords content, like all of it, if you're a end level BFA power.
Okay. Which that kind of makes sense. Yeah.
Which I can see, like, in theory that all makes sense, which is great. But I think artifacts, and I think they talked about it a little bit in the video, in the Q&A rather, artifacts spiked up people's powers, like people's power levels, so much more compared to what we would have seen at Warlords or other expansions, where people were able to tackle that content more, tackle other content more regularly with fewer people or solo sooner than expected.
Yeah.
Because we definitely saw that in the past couple of weeks where we had suboptimal or smaller groups running through endgame Legion content.
Like an army of priests.
But that was also with the AP power creep as well, which you don't have anymore. So in the past week, you probably haven't seen that kind of fighting for that.
Right, yeah, and I'm saying that, you know, because people's expectations have been set by...
Yeah, that's true.
By what they've been able to do in Legion, their expectations for soloing content or for tackling legacy content in BFA, their perception of what they should be able to do is kind of skewed.
Yeah.
That's what it sounds like anyway. I mean,
okay,
I'm an average player, so like I'm not fantastic at, I'm not, you know, the greatest of all time at this game. So like I'm very much in the line of, okay, I'll get some help tackling last expansion's raid content, but I'll solo the dungeons if I need to. That's very much how I've approached legacy content throughout the time I've been playing. So when they said that lined up with my expectations of it. I understand that's not everybody's expectation, but whatever.
Well, people sometimes need to have their expectations managed a bit more than they are used to.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there'll still be people who are... There'll still be people on the other side of the spectrum of skill level where they'll be able to tackle Legion content by themselves come BFA and end level. And people will slowly get there as the expansion progresses.
Yeah, it'll happen.
One other thing, and I didn't catch the end of the interview. I got like 3/4 through it, but I'm just reading the notes and about the solo challenges. And the team is interested in doing solo challenges like the Mage Tower again in the future. Very challenging early on, but got easier as knowledge spread and players got more gear. They say it was the type of gameplay that many players hadn't experienced before, and it makes me think of the Green Fire that I did. And it was super fun, and it was hard. It's something that you can't do right away, but you can't rely on other people to help you do it, unless it's just a guide that you're reading, but it mostly just rests on you to test your abilities, and it's definitely challenging. And like, as the AP went up and up and up and up, it definitely got easier, but I still had to pay attention to certain mechanics, like interrupt this or make sure that he doesn't get this cast off, or make sure that he doesn't interrupt you. And I don't know, I thought they were fun. I'm super happy that I did all three of them, even though I had that cheesy ring that prevented or that slowed them, or you know, if I cast cripple on the guy that's running after me, or I chain fear the other guy. It's still kind of having an idea of what my class can do and just coming up with clever mechanics for it. Even if somebody told me what some of the things to do, I still had to execute those mechanics, and I look forward to getting more of these in the future.
Yeah, I mean, that was some of the best content to come out of Legion, I think. The Mage Tower thing, just because it challenged your ability to play, to know the kit behind your spec and class and use it effectively. Like you said, the guides were great. The guides certainly helped, but at the end of the day, if you weren't executing properly, you were kind of boned.
On just like learning what to pay attention to and actually paying attention to it, it's the first time in a long time where I've had that sort of thing where do a fight, wipe, run back in right away, do the fight, wipe, run back in right away. Like, I don't think I've had that sort of experience since doing Madness of Deathwing in Cataclysm with my guild doing the heroic mode, which would now be mythic, but like, we had it down to a T where we would wipe and then we would all run back up and run back in and buff up and get the next pull underway. So just, you know, being focused and getting in on it, which is kind of fun, kind of neat, especially when you can see yourself progressing as you go.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Like, there was a good feeling throughout that entire Mage Tower experience where I'm like, okay, I got 5% better this time, 10% better this time, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And whenever I regress, I was just kicking myself in the ass. Like, yeah. Why? Why did I do that? It was just, I've known how to deal with that mechanic for a while now. I shouldn't have made that mistake.
I just stopped doing it. I didn't have any patience for it. I really didn't.
I mean, it's at the end of the day, it's not a mode that's for everybody.
Mm-hmm. And I don't really have the need for all those artifact appearances, so I'm good.
Yeah, you got the one you wanted.
Yeah, it's called Ashbringer. It's just good. It's good as is.
No, I'm not going to do it this time. I'm going to leave it alone.
One tweet I noted from a friend of mine, or a retweet I noticed from a friend of mine, from Monday was memory corruption is bad. Okay. And that would be from a person whose title is server engineer on World of Warcraft.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no.
That is not a good thing. Not no. a good thing at all. So, yeah. Glad they got everything worked out.
One thing that's going to make a lot of hunters happy, especially the Beastmaster hunters that came from the Q&A, I've definitely seen a lot of mourning over the loss of Hattie, because that was something that went away when our artifact weapons got depowered. Just says there, we may not have seen the last of Hattie, or other artifacts that had unique companions or personalities. So, hey, if you're missing Hattie, or Naifu, or whatever weird nickname people give the arcane artifact, you might get those back. So that's cool. Yeah, the Shadow Priest dagger, Zeph. That's Naifu. For some reason, people called it that. I don't know why.
Because it's a knife.
Knife, and I think waifu from that anime stuff. Anyway, they did also talk about the artifact transmog thing that Fan mentioned earlier, so we won't get into that. They did touch on lore a little bit, just kind of try to reassure Horde players that
they're bad.
That there will be plenty of reasons for them to take up the banner for the Horde, to be proud of being from the Horde, because it's looking kind of bad right now.
Sad.
You know, bad things happen when you play with fire.
Or plague.
That too.
Or, you know, when you get stabbed by somebody and die.
That's pretty bad too, yeah.
Yeah, poor War Chief. Vol'jin.
R.I.P.
And was it Karen Bloodhoof?
Yep.
Yeah. Sad days. But Thrall will never get stabbed by a knife. Nope.
That we know of.
Never. Metzen would drive to Blizzard campus and give everybody the what for.
He might be a little upset.
Just a little bit.
Well, I mean, Varian's dead, and there goes one NPC that he voiced.
But Thrall is just, like, iconic, and yeah.
What else did they talk about here? They talked about Azurite traits, just that. What we can expect from them going forward. There's some, like, we've seen in the beta that there are already some of those traits that will change how you play a class. So that's good. That's an interesting little thing to take into consideration, because there were a bunch of different things in Legion, specifically legendaries, where having that legendary would change the way you play that class or spec. And I don't know, that made for interesting gameplay, I think, just because it wasn't always going to be the same. It could vary person to person and, you know, stuff like that. Well, they talked about the scout stat squish a little bit, and there's a lot. It was very number heavy and it kind of went over my head, honestly. One thing that they mentioned, just with the previous stat squish especially, and it was cool to have an insight on this, was a lot of the stat squish of a lot of the numbers behind the previous stat squish that happened in Warlords was that a lot of that was done manually.
That's pretty crazy.
Huh?
I can't believe that. The sheer undertaking behind that must have been insane. I mean, at one point during the Q&A, they mentioned that there were over 250,000 spells in the game. Whew. Can you imagine manually adjusting the numbers on 250,000 spells? And that's not even taking into account, you know, health pools and all that other kind of stuff.
Must have been an intern that did it.
And that's just crazy. And from what I understand, just from listening to what they said, is that the way they did it this time will hopefully make it easier in the future when they need to do it again. There are some things that they had considered, like a level squish, which would be interesting. And that's something that I had thought about previously, just because, I don't know, just because somebody coming in might be a little deterred by seeing that the level cap is 120.
Yeah.
But they also have to take into account how logging in one day, being 120, then being 120 one day, say they do the level switch at the end of BFA. End of BFA, you're 120, you're feeling fine, and the next day you log in, you're level 70. Because pre-patch hit for 90.
Feels bad, man.
Yeah, that would suck.
Absolutely. Well,
I mean, there's really... You can level pretty fast, I feel like, from level to level. And with the other change that they made to, like, how the leveling works, that you can, like, stay in the Barrens forever, for X number of levels. And it's like a 20 for, what is it, for Mop and Cataclysm?
Yeah, those were 5-level expansions.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I think eventually it's going to have to come down to a level squish. If they keep squishing the stats, it's going to get to a point where leveling up is going to feel meaningless because you're only gaining a certain percentage of... like, you're getting such a small percentage of power that it's not going to be noticeable level to level.
Yeah, okay. But, I mean, if they instead just squish the XP, and so you just hit each level faster, it might be less daunting.
Like, I'm not understanding how that would work, honestly. Maybe it's just because I can't wrap my head around it right now.
The amount of XP required for each level, but not squish the amount of XP that you gain... So if you kill a boar right now and you get 15...
So instead of taking you up to 20% from... like, instead of being a 5% XP gain towards your next level, it might be 20%.
Yeah, something ridiculous like that. I don't know, it's just a thought. It feels so weird to, like, hey, I'm level 110 now. Like, I mean, I remember when... we were going over level... when we were hitting level 100 and people are like, oh, we'll never have 100. Like, that's as high as you can go in any sort of games. No other games do this. And then Blizzard says, oh, here, hold my beer. And then they do it.
I can understand why that XP thing... I understand what you're trying to say with the XP thing. I don't think that solves the problem of gaining a level eventually, as if stat squish continues being pretty meaningless.
Yeah.
Because you gain a certain amount of stats per level, right? And if they're continuously squishing down the stats,
okay,
that number is going to be less and less meaningful.
And you can't have, like, decimal stats.
Yeah, that would feel like garbage, honestly. And they alluded to that during the Q&A, not specifically relating to gear, but to stats gained per level, but just stats gained from gear. Like defeating a boss to earn an item with 21 strength that replaces your 20 strength one.
Yeah,
isn't gonna feel fantastic.
No, not at all.
And I think with the change that they've made with the base game, which we'll talk about a little bit later, I think it lends itself to being able to squish the levels down.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how things continue going forward into, like, 9-0 and 10-0 and whatever else we see going forward.
I wonder if for the level squish, if that's such a thing, instead of having a squish, no, that would feel so awkward as well. Is it like if you ding and you bump up 10 levels or something like that?
That would be weird, I think.
Yeah, it would be kind of awkward.
I mean, either solution is going to feel weird, I think, if you continue to squish down the numbers. Eventually, yeah, leveling up is going to feel weird, but squishing the levels, logging in one day to see your level significantly decreased, is going to suck as well. Zeph brought up an interesting point in chat, and it's Paragon levels, you know, right from Diablo 3, another one of Blizzard's IPs. That's another thing that could be explored. I'm not sure how they would implement it in WoW, honestly. I'm sure they could think of something. I can't think of anything right now, but I'm not a game designer.
They've done something similar in WoW with the PvP, where you get you get all your talent, or you level up in PvP over and over and over, and once you get to, I think, level 30, then you can
select a new talent.
I don't remember what the word for it was. It wasn't Paragon, I don't think.
It was just PvP levels. Wasn't it Paragon?
Maybe?
Yeah, it was PvP Paragon levels.
Okay, yeah, you know Blizz, they're super creative with their names.
Thorian also brings up an interesting counterpoint to the Paragon levels, and the fact that the artifact weapons essentially functioned as Paragon levels throughout Legion.
Yeah.
As we gain artifact power, as we progress through Legion content, we were able to gain power through those things, and that functioned as introducing power gains and different abilities or augments to existing abilities.
Yeah.
In Legion.
That's very true.
And that's unless Paragon levels have extremely changed in Diablo since I last played it, that's pretty much how Paragon levels worked in Diablo. Oh, it's Prestige, not Paragon. Sorry.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Thanks, Gil.
Yay! See? I knew it was something different. It starts with a P, but I didn't know it was something different. I just...
Oh, or it changed now. It's PvP stuff. I'm gonna hide under the armor that I don't PvP that much, so I don't know anything about the system.
Yeah.
Good call.
I think that the talk about how they're gonna approach the numbers in terms of in game was probably the most fascinating to me from the Q&A. Just because it's. I don't know. I'm interested to see how they tackle the problem going forward. Because it is going to be a problem.
I know. WoW 2. Just reroll WoW 2. You'll start at level 1.
Yeah, that worked out real well for EverQuest.
Game.
Yeah, that was... a developer of EverQuest 2 said that was one of the biggest mistakes they ever made. They brought EverQuest 2 at the time WoW was coming out, and WoW won.
I mean, yeah, it's not a good move. It splits the player base between the two games, because some people won't want to move on, and some people will want to move on to the new shiny.
Yeah.
And it needlessly splits the team.
That is the downside.
Yep. No WoW 2. I think level squish is probably going to be the right answer
here. I agree.
Anyway, we alluded to something changing with the base game during this whole squish thing. Medros, can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure. So, Blizzard announced, I think it was... Oh, what day was that? Tuesday? Wednesday? I think it was Tuesday. Basically, there's no pre-current expansion anymore. Basically, what you can get is the current expansion. Anything before that is just free.
Well,
free of purchasing the game, not free of subscribing to the content. But I believe you still get that free up to level 20, don't you?
Yeah.
So, I mean, basically you can subscribe to WoW at level 20 and save yourself whatever time that would have taken you, which should be like 2 days. And then all you have to do is subscribe until you hit the current expansion, and then you just buy that expansion. There's no more vanilla, there's no Burning Crusade, there is no Wrath of the Lich King, there's no Mists of Pandaria, there's no Warlords of Draenor. None of those expansions are purchasable anymore. You could buy the Battle Chest before, but you don't have to buy that anymore. It's basically just subscribe to WoW until you're in current content, and then you have to buy the expansion. I mean, that's not lowering the cost that much. I mean, if you didn't get it on sales, the Battle Chest was like $20. But that's $20 that is well spent. You can buy a month of game time and get through a lot of that content in a month if you work at it. So, are you guys excited about that?
I mean, I'm excited in that it gives... The barrier to entry was already pretty low at this point. But that basically is basically throwing the barrier out the freaking window in terms of a financial barrier, which is great. One of the things... Wait, hold on. Never mind, I've lost my train of thought. Yeah, it's gone. Damn it.
That's interesting. Like, I'm just looking at the link for the shop, and World of Warcraft Battle for Azeroth says from $63, and I imagine that's Canadian, because, you know,
it's a weird Canadian number site.
Well, over to the side, it's the monthly subscription is $16.33. But they have the World of Warcraft Complete Collection. New account required, includes 30 days of game time, and that's $74.99. So that's basically the BFA plus the month of game time subscription. So Complete Collection is... Oh, no, that's... a little bit cheaper, I guess. Interesting.
Oh yeah, look at that. Yeah. Just
buy the subscription. That's like what, $5 off?
Yeah, about no, that.
Almost. Cool.
I imagine that. Oh, never mind. Again. I thought I was about to say it, and then I thought it over in my head, and like, no, that doesn't make any sense. Toasty, shut up.
Although what's weird is it doesn't say in those two things that it includes a level boost.
In the complete collection?
In either of those, but that's just in the like, I guess the buttons that are on there. The Warcraft game site. I'm sure in the details it says.
Oh yeah, yeah. Level 110 character boost.
Yeah.
So, hey, if you know somebody who wants to get into Warcraft or is thinking about it, give this to them. They're going to save $5.
Yeah.
Canadian. I don't know how much American. Because we don't see those prices anymore.
Yep, that changed.
The digital deluxe one, too. Neat.
All right, well. So... talk to them about the complete edition, which will give them access to Battle for Azeroth, which is super hype, and they're releasing a bunch of other stuff that is getting us really hyped for the expansion. I mean, we got something today, right, fam?
Yeah, so I think, was it last week that we were talking about that they teased the videos, or was that...
That was last week, yeah.
Between last week and this week?
No, that was last week.
Okay. So today they released the first one of the series of three, and it was Jaina. So I watched this. It's only 5 minutes. It was really cool. I really liked it.
Yeah. First of all, Laura Bailey knocked it out of the park. Like, of course, the voice actor is good at singing. I don't know why I didn't make that connection.
And so it's basically, the description is, Jaina Proudmoore is no stranger of making difficult decisions. In this animated short, the choices of her past continue to influence her future. So it's kind of just setting up BFA for Jaina. And I imagine that the other ones are going to do the same thing. The other ones are Sylvanas and Ashara?
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing the Sylvanas one.
Yeah, the Sylvanas one should be interesting. Part of me kind of hopes that they're all musical.
Yeah.
Because this Jaina one was really good. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
Sylvanas could definitely pull that off. Because, like, you know, that whole... Lament of the Highborn song that was linked to her.
Mm-hmm.
That would be really cool. And Ajara is just, you know, a hoity-toity former high elf. Or night elf. Whatever she was. Former elf. I just want them all. I want so badly for all of them to be musical now, just because of this Jaina one. Yeah, I really enjoyed it. What did you think, Medros?
I really enjoyed it. I'm not quite sure I understood all that was happening in it, but I'm definitely going to stay out of her way for a very long time.
I think people have been wanting to stay out of her way since, you know, the whole tidal wave on Orgrimmar attempt thing.
But, I mean, how many people actually know that that happened? Like, in the actual world of Azeroth, how many people actually know that happened? I don't know.
Thrall,
that's it. The one person.
I'm just saying us as people who know that bit would not want to mess with her.
That is true. Really good. Yeah, like I said, I'm very curious to see if that will continue on to further into the game. Definitely want to stay out of Jaina's way, because she's clearly very dangerous.
Yep. I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait to see more of what she's been up to and just, like, what's gonna happen with her character. Oh, can't wait. I want to talk about so many other things there, but it's all, like, spoiler for the video.
Yeah. Definitely recommend watching that as soon as you can.
Yep.
All right. Second sponsor?
Yeah, sure. So today's show is also brought to you by Audible. Get a free audiobook download at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. That's bit.ly/ATABooks2018. Now over 200,000 titles to choose from for your iPod or MP3 player. Today's book pick is the second book in the Traveler series, The Spiral Path. Let's have a listen.
Skirting Feralus. Chapter 1. Lady and Child. Azeroth's largest moon, the White Lady, was waning now, but its second, smaller moon, the Blue Child, remained full, and these orbs provided, despite the lack of a campfire, more than enough light for Aramar Thorne's current undertaking. Aram had his sketchbook on his lap.
So once again, that was Traveler the Second, or The Spiral Path, the second book in the World of Warcraft Traveler series. That was written by Greg Weissman, narrated by Ramon de Ocampo. You can find that in over 200,000 titles over at bit.ly/ATABooks2018. And we thank Audible for sponsoring the show.
Absolutely. All right. So our question from last week was, what is the first thing you did after logging into the Battle for Azeroth pre-patch? The Elizabeth says, hit up a vendor and sold all of the artifacts I had been hanging on to that had now turned gray. Bring on the gold. MacGyver says, still haven't yet. Waiting on the dust for the dust to settle. Poigle Satin says, logged on, tried to find a quest or any indication of where I needed to go, couldn't find it, and logged out. WookieBH says, get my honor updated across all of my characters. And Spectacular Death says, opened my spellbook to make sure all my spells were on my toolbars.
C. Menefee said, changed from DirectX 12 to DirectX 11 because graphics were flickering. Zach Hyde Utah said, spent better part of the day trying to figure out which add-ons worked and weren't causing constant LUA errors. Big Fat Cow said, barfed. Broheim22 said, logged out. RS Freebird said, fixed add-ons, fixed talents, beat a training dummy for a good 20 minutes to test rotations. And Zephariah said, took a bunch of screenshots for the blog for Zephariah and picked talents quickly, then logged out randomly by the server. Silly servers logging out.
Jenny Warrior Woman says, tamed a unicorn, which I have to say doesn't sound very warrior-like. That sounds suspiciously like a hunter. The Slick Rock said, fix add-ons. So many broken add-ons. Frazzy says, did some PvP world quests and then some random battlegrounds on an alt for the account-wide honor. Firesong WoW says, rolled 5 new characters because I just returned to the game. I hope one of those was a warrior. And Erlina says, got my free legendaries on all my tunes.
And not somebody that answered the question of the week, but I read in our Slack chat this morning, somebody was having issues with their add-ons updating, and it turned out that their Twitch app was pointing at the beta or PTR instead of pointing at live, and so they're updating it but on the wrong server, and so that was unfortunate. So if that's happening to anybody, definitely check that out. If you used to use the Curse app to update your add-ons and you now use the Twitch app, make sure that you're pointing at the right location.
I was worried you're talking about me because I was talking about that too.
Well, that, oh, were you?
That wasn't me.
Sorry, so what? I completely lost track of this conversation. All I know is my Twitch apps do not show as updated until I restart the app.
Really?
Yeah, like my add-ons do not show as updated unless I restart the app. No matter how many times I hit
refresh?
For it to refresh, yeah.
Weird. Wow. I've never had that problem.
Mine just has an update button and I click update and it updates everything.
Yeah, I update all of them, refresh, nothing shows up as ready to be updated. I close the app, open it up again, and there's like a half dozen at least.
Weird. I've never had that problem.
It is incredibly annoying.
Format reinstall.
No. Though I will say I have considered going through and doing an add-on Armageddon, so to speak.
Yeah, that's a good thing to do pretty much every expansion.
I've had
to do that.
Pretty much the same stuff since Warlords.
Or every new computer, definitely.
Huh. Here's how out of date my add-ons are for what I've been playing lately. I haven't touched my Death Knight since Cataclysm. I definitely still have Rune It All installed in my add-ons.
Rune It All?
Yeah, it was a tool I used to like have a better display for my runes as a Death Knight.
Wow.
Oh, okay.
That's dated.
A little bit.
Oh. So the add-on thing, that was Kyle at work.
Yeah. I mean, it was also me.
but you didn't admit it.
Yeah. No, but I had a different add-on problem.
The Naga one?
Just a bunch of my stuff that wasn't updated yet. And it's definitely still not working. And it was annoying me. Anyway. Our question for next week is... whose story would you like to hear in a musical format a la the Jaina Warbringers video? I want to hear either Thrall's or Varian's story in a musical format.
I want to hear Anduin's a la Les Miserables.
I'm going to stick with Sylvanas with Lament of the Highborn.
Alright, well, I'm looking forward to hearing everybody's answers. because, like, I'm a sucker for musicals, and not a lot of people know that. I don't know why I said that now. Whatever. It's out there.
All right, then. All right, so I guess it's down to shout-outs. Toasty, you first.
And this is going to be kind of a somber one, because I just read about this. Just shouting out to all the people who were affected by the events in Toronto yesterday. That sucks. It's not something we hear. We have to deal with a lot up here. And when it does, it's terrible. And, yeah. Yeah, just good vibes to all those people who were dealing with the fallout of that event.
I'm going to echo that shout out because, I mean, it's that sucks. And for people to have to deal with that kind of thing is very unfortunate.
Okay, well, I'll be the one who doesn't go there. I'm going to shout out to the Blizzard server engineers. They took a lot of heat this week, and they were working really hard to try and get the game up and get it playable for us. And my hat's off to them because it's not an easy job.
Yep, you done good, server engineers.
Just keep trucking. That's all I can say. All right. That said, let us do our outro here.
All right. If you'd like to reach us by voicemail, you can call us at 1-785-ATAWOW5 or 1-785-282-9695. You can send emails to show at allthingsazeroth.com, and if you like what we do here, check out our Patreon at patreon.com/allthingsaz. You can find the show over on Twitter at allthingsaz, Medros is at Medros, Fandeth is at Fandeth, I'm at ToastyPostyCan, and you can find the network over at Dawnforge. You can join our new Battle.net group at bit.ly/bnetata. And please check out the other shows from Dawnforge Productions, including Group Quest, Shattered Soulstone, More Than Megapixels, and Across the Universe.
Alright, so we'll be back next week. In the meantime, take care, happy hunting, and we'll see you on the other side of Teldrassil?
It'll be easy to see because half of it's going to be burned away.
I knew you were going there. I knew you were going there.
Candleplay?
This podcast has been a production of Dawnforge, copyright 2018. Find out more at thedawnforge.com.